Well, GameSense is our brand of responsible gaming in Massachusetts. We use GameSense as a way to communicate information about responsible gaming, including how to dispel common gambling myths and replace them with fact, increase awareness for patrons about how the games really work and what the odds really are. We also have a specific campaign called a tool called Play My Way that helps people put boundaries on the amount of money that they spend gambling. At the one casino that we have in Massachusetts right now, at Plainridge Park Casino, we have a GameSense Information Center. That GameSense Information Center is staffed 16 hours a day with a GameSense advisor. So there's actually an on-site space, almost like a storefront that has staff that are there. We have a social media campaign. We have a range of brochures and other information that we distribute as well.
What makes you think this program will work toward its objectives of helping to make people more responsible in their gambling?
Well, you know, how are we defining works? We're intensely evaluating this program. We want to find out, this is a very broad program, what parts of this program are working? And what I mean by working is how is it helping inform people's play so that they are moving in a direction where they're playing responsibly? That is, within their means, and that it's not negatively impacting any other part of their lives. So really, we pay very close attention to what is effective about this program. We certainly hope to replicate that and continue to expand upon that. If there are areas where we say, you know, this is not necessarily an effective message, or this is not necessarily an effective tool, we will look to either change that part of the program or we'll eliminate it.
Is the program in existence anywhere else?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So when the Massachusetts Gaming Commission began down this path some four years ago of looking at how do we, in the best way that we can, prevent problem gambling and promote responsible gaming, we looked around the country to see what other models existed. And quite honestly, Paul, there weren't other models that existed within the United States that move beyond this sort of brochure approach of providing information. So we looked to other jurisdictions around the world. And what we found in British Columbia was a program called GameSense, and it's being used at a number of casinos in Vancouver and the surrounding area. And that program is what we adopted. We felt that the tone was right, the message was clear, and that the measure of effectiveness was convincing. That program's used in a handful of other jurisdictions throughout Canada. The Connecticut Lottery, after the Massachusetts Gaming Commission adopted it, actually picked it up about a year ago as well.
And you mentioned that it's already in place at the Plainridge Park Casino, and it will be in place when MGM opens in Springfield and Wynn opens outside Boston?
That's correct. Actually, you know, interestingly, about 2 weeks ago, MGM made an announcement that they intend to adopt GameSense as a program through all of their North American properties. So that's dozens of properties that actually in the United States, following Massachusetts' lead will be adopting GameSense with GameSense Information Centers and GameSense Advisors. So it will most certainly be there at MGM, and it will be at Wynn as well, under the direction and guidance of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission.
It must be counterintuitive, it would seem, for casinos to have people on site urging people not to gamble.
You know, I think you can look at it as counterintuitive. I think you could also look at it as hoping to achieve the goals that we're all trying for. If you're a casino, what you want is patrons that are happy, that they feel like the amount of money that they're spending gambling is well worth it. That they're not leaving feeling frustrated and regretful about the amount that they've spent gambling. So you're more likely to come back. You're more likely to feel good about the amount of money that you've spent. And so to that end, I think it's very much about providing a tool that keeps your patrons happy and keeps their gaming within the parameters that they want to put around it.